www.harunyahya.com.
The spider's intelligent web spinning techniques. What would you do if you had to attach a string of 2.5 meters between two walls that are 2 meters apart from one another, and this string had to be tied? A. You would stretch the string between the walls and then let the remaining 0.5 meter free. B. You would cut the 0.5 meter of the string and then stretch the remaining string. C. You would find another 1.5 meter string and add it to the current one and then make it tight between the two walls by stretching it twice. A garden spider species solves a similar problem by a method different from above three methods. Furthermore, while doing this, it employs an intelligent technique that can only be expected from an engineer or a designer. Harun Yahya, The Miracle in the Spider. The garden spiders spin their webs sometimes between two branches or beams that are distant to one another. Because such webs are quite big, they also have a considerable hunting capability. However, the size of the web also causes the web to lose its tightness, and thus its hunting capability. In such a case, rather than renewing its web, the spider does something amazing. It comes right into the center of the web and secretes a string which hangs down right to the floor. Then it attaches a minuscule stone to the end of the string remaining on the floor. After returning to the web, it pulls the string and thus the stone from the floor. While the stone is in the air, the spider attaches the string of the stone tightly to the center of the web. Like a plummet hanging down from the center of the web, the stone makes the web tight. In order to spin their webs, spiders need two separate surfaces. Webs are generally spun in a corner where two walls or branches merge. Some spiders are as skillful as spinning their webs on a single surface. This spider species starts its work by finding a long and flexible branch. It closely attaches the string to the end of the branch. During the time the spider walks to the lower part of the branch, it continues to secrete its string. Coming at a certain distance, it stops and ceases to secrete the string. Then it starts to pull the string with a great effort. As a result, the branch is bent like an arch. The spider firmly sticks the other end of the thread, which has become flat like a thread on an arch, to the point where it stands, and starts to spin the web in this arch where enough surface has come into being. It is unlikely for spiders to employ this rational and delicate technique. It is Almighty Allah, the Lord of the Universes, who inspires these acts to the living beings.